The task force has already said the scores are really invalid, that we should take another look at them.
SEALS Never Gold is calling on Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Ilya to have a serious dialogue to discuss how the Common Core assessments have been used in accountability and played a role in selecting schools for receivership. The task force has stated the tests were a one-size-fits-all.
So they didn't address special populations like special needs children or children who are learning English, are immigrant students.
SEALS Never Gold reminds the public that in the last 3 years, only 30% of students across the state have achieved efficiency in the assessments.
It kind of puts a different light on how we understand and interpret these tests as being indicative of achievement or success within our schools.
The governor's task force issued its recommendations last month, declaring rollout of the Common Core was flawed. SEALS Never Gold now joins other parents, teachers, and the union who are questioning the validity of using those tests when it was determined that Buffalo has 25 struggling and persistently struggling schools that need to be in receivership.
Let's look at the whole picture and not just keep throwing these test scores out as ways to label and identify the schools as struggling or persistently struggling.
SEALS Never Gold sent copies of her letter to the Buffalo School Superintendent, Governor Cuomo, and all local legislative leaders. She fears the struggling schools could be taken over by an outside receiver. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.